Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, at JMCH316 and at the D Lewis for real. We are going to do rank 'em coming up here at 10:40 this evening. So we will get to that a little bit later on. You got your Falcon flyover? Is it up? You got it? Can we do it? Can we do it? I mean, I don't feel right without the flyover sounder. Or are we still flying by the seat of our pants? These computers have really worked out well, haven't they? They've really gotten it. So this is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It's the Falcon flyover with no music or sounders. Anyway, Pro Football Focus has one rookie. They say one rookie for each NFC team with the most to gain from 2023 NFL training camp. And they talk about for the Atlanta Falcons, it's Matthew Bergeron. Bergeron has the opportunity to overtake the 2023rd round pick Matt Hennessy at left guard this summer. Second rounder out of Syracuse, featured at left tackle for the majority of his last three collegiate seasons, but is moving inside with Atlanta. And due to Hennessy's lack of NFL experience at the position, serving as the team's starting center in 2021, Bergeron is more than a worthy contender for the gig. Hennessy slotted in for the injured Elijah Wilkinson at left guard in week 9 last year before suffering a knee injury. In all, he's played 76 pass blocking snaps at the position and let up 4 pressures, 2 of which were sacks. Bergeron at left tackle in 2022 surrendered only 12 pressures and graded out as an above average run blocker, 69. So, look, here's the thing I will say, though, about Bergeron. I want him to win the position because it's he's the best guy, not because of injuries not because of somebody stinking it up. I want him to, at the end of the day, win the job on his merits, not win the job because Hennessy is hurt, Hennessy doesn't play well. Like, this leads into the Jalen Mayfield thing where, again, when Jalen Mayfield took over at left guard, it's because of an injury to their starter, and he was pretty much forced into that spot. I don't want Bergeron to feel like he's forced into that spot because that did not go well for Jalen Mayfield. And they may be two totally different players. I'm not saying that they're not. But the last time it was forced into a position change, that did not go well. At least this time, they're allowing Bergeron to grow into the left guard role versus everything is just happening at 1,000 miles an hour. So that's the good part about it. That's the good thing is that for now, he can grow into the position. But if this injury with Hennessy kind of lingers, you know, again, I want him to win it because he's been the best, you know, at it. So we'll see what happens there. Arthur Blank did speak today, and he talked about a few different things. One is, I thought it was interesting that he said there is a succession plan in place for the Blank family to continue on with owning the franchise. Now, he didn't get specific, but he does want to keep it in the family. And I've wondered about this for years now. You know, look, we've seen the Benson family have all kinds of issues once Tom Benson died in New Orleans, that the wife and the kids, like, it's been turmoil. And I don't want that for this franchise. So, again, I'm guessing the Suns take over the franchise. But, again, we've got a ways to go with all that. But they have to put succession plans in place for franchises in July. Every year they have to do a succession plan in place in July. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, Arthur did say today, talking about the head coach and general manager, quote, "This is the third year of a three-year plan, and I think what I see and what I like a lot is Coach Smith and general manager Terry Fontenot laid out very carefully, thoughtful, kind of methodical plan of what they were going to do. I think we're moving in the right direction. This year I expect our team to be even more competitive, if you will, with the emphasis on the defensive side of the ball during free agency. I think we have as many offensive tools as possible, as probably most, if any, team in the NFL today. We've got a lot of talent, obviously an experienced offensive line that performed at a high level last year. I like where we are." Then talking about Desmond Ridder, he said, quote, "I like our young quarterback. People look at just the last four games and last year, and they say, well, based upon those four games, but he really progressed from the time he came on campus here and after he was drafted, had a good camp, and he's been a strong leader since he's shown up here. Continued to develop, worked well with Marcus Mariota last year, learned a lot from Marcus. He's a learner, and he's got a lot of humility. This year, as this year progressed, he had an opportunity to play. I think he played better at every competitive level. Those last four games, each game seemed to be a little bit better. So we feel pretty strongly that he's going to be our quarterback of the future. We've got to play games, and we've got to see, but we feel good about him." Ah, let me waft it in. Ah, okay, we got the sounds back. So, all right, let's get to some audio. Let's start with Matthew Bergeron. He was on, what was it, the morning shaft he was on? Man. Here's Bergeron talking about blocking for a talented backfield.
Oh, man, it's been crazy. You know, having a running back like Bijan that can do a lot of things, and Desmond Ridder has been great. He's a great leader as well. And, you know, I think a name that don't get, you know, talked about much is Algier. You know, he's been tremendous around this camp and OTA. So I'm just grateful to be able to block for those guys, to be honest.
Well, look, they're not going to be one of the heavy passing teams in the NFL. So he's going to be able to use his size and strength and everything to obviously run block a whole lot for this. And they were the most run-heavy team in the NFL last year, called the most percentage of run plays in the NFL. So, again, he's going to get a chance to move people around and direct them where he wants to go. Here's Bergeron talking about switching from left tackle to guard.
Well, for me, that's the hardest part, right? At tackle, I feel like you got a little bit more time when it comes down to the, you know, wide zone man reach and the, you know, tight zone man reach. You got more time. I guard, everything happens a little faster. I got to be quicker in my hands and my footwork. I think I'm getting better with my footwork out there. I still got a lot of, you know, job to do with my hands.
Well, look, he does – see, again, everything is not beer league softball. And I bring this up all the time about at the professional level. Oh, well – you know, Vaughn Grissom can just go out to left field. It's a lot more than just going out to left field, folks. Again, it's not your buddies getting at the rec center and Louie usually plays center field, but now he's going to play shortstop because we've got an injury and we got our regular shortstop's got a bunion and he's going to be out for a few days. So let's put Louie in at shortstop, and that we'll be fine. It's not like that in real sports. Everything isn't beer league softball, and then Louie plays well enough that he makes a couple of nice plays, and then everybody goes for beer and wings afterward. It's not how it works at the professional level. It's a little bit more nuanced than that. And going from just guard to tackle, or vice versa, I should say, in this case. But again, there is a learning curve, and it's different responsibilities when you have those different positions. All right, here's Bergeron talking about the advice that the vets have given to the rookies.
Just no pressure and play fast. I think that's something that Coach Ledford and the rest of the guys have been preaching ever since we got here, the rookies. Just play fast and no pressure. I feel like when you think about it too much, that's when, you know, certain mistakes happen. And, you know, when I stepped up in there, my mindset was just, all right, I just got to communicate to those guys, make sure I'm not a burden, and I'm just out here to help them to get better.
Yeah, and obviously, look, he's a second-round pick, so he's going to get some leeway, and obviously they have a lot invested in him. I mean, say what you will, but a second-round pick is a high pick, and they obviously look at him as a guy that is going to be here for the long term and is going to play well, whatever position that he plays in. But for now, it needs to be at left guard for this team. Here's Bergeron talking about playing other sports has really helped him in playing football.
I feel like I was always a big kid, so playing those different sports as a kid, I got used to moving with my weight and with my body. You know, I was always big and tall, so just being able to move in open space with my body, I think that's what, you know, you can see right now in this, in this setting.
You know, Day-Day, in high school, you know, they football coaches want their kids to play other sports, like wrestle, track, or whatever, basketball, or whatever. Like, they want them to play other sports.
Yeah, my high school football coach was the head track coach.
Uh-huh.
So if you wanted to play football, you had to run track. It didn't matter what position you played.
Yeah, my one of the assistant football coaches was the head track coach. So I mean that carryover happens a lot, you know. So again, my daughter's biology teacher was one of the football coaches for Cherokee, but now he's doing something else. He's still coaching, but I forget what he's coaching now, but maybe lacrosse or something like that. So, again, I mean, you get a lot of that crossover that those coaches want kids to play different sports. All right, let's hear from Kadero Hodge, who was on with Middays earlier, and talking about what his role is going to be with this team.
You never really know until season hits, honestly, whether I could be on special teams or I could be more of an offensive role. You know, the goal is always to play more offense, but if Coach wants me to play special teams, then that's what I'll have to do to help us win. Right. But, of course, I want to play offense more, which that's the goal right now in camp to show that.
Well, I like Kadero Hodge. I think he's done some nice things. But the way you're going to make your bones if you're not the number one, number two wide receiver on a team, and this is true for all 32 teams in the NFL, you got to play special teams. Hey, that's just what you have to do. Like, it's not necessarily an option. You have to be able to play special teams when you're not a starter in the NFL. If you're any kind of backup, you've got to be willing to play some special teams. Here's Kadero Hodge talking about the veteran presence on this team.
Yeah, I do. The energy is different. We got a lot more vets this year, and you know, we set the standards high. We come out every day and compete, and we have a goal set, and we're trying to get to that goal.
Certainly a lot of young offensive personnel, though. quarterback, receivers, tight end, running backs. I mean, it's a lot of very young personnel. They may be more experienced on the offensive line, and even there, you've got really young guys. Dahlman's only in his second year. Hennessy's a young guy. Bergeron's obviously a rookie this year. So, again, you know, you've got a lot of young personnel on that offensive side of the football. So we'll see how all of that comes together. All right, here's Kadero Hodge talking about how Bijan is going to be a player.
Bijan is going to be pretty good. He has a bright future. He's really versatile. He's going to be a special player. I like what he's doing right now. Pads or without pads, I think he's going to be a good player.
Okay, I'm not trying to be the a-hole here. He dang sure better be a player for where he's drafted and in a non-premium position and you know, an influential position, or what's the term that GM used from the Saints? I mean, you've got to have impactful players at, you know, the point of attack. And yes, Bijan is a lot of good things, but, you know, it's not the same influence that a fire breather comes off the
positions
edge, right?
Of impact.
Yeah, or whatever it is. I mean, just you've got to have those kinds of guys in impactful positions on the football field. All right, here's Kadero Hodge talking about how this secondary is going to be a good unit.
I think they'll be good. Jesse is pretty good. He's a ball hog back there, a leader back there. AJ is AJ. You know, AJ does his thing. And I think Jeff's found a home here as well, where he can start over and reset. And Richie and Jayhawk and also are pretty good. Andy and Mike Hughes. So I think we're pretty good on the back end. They come out, they got dog in them, and they like to compete every day. So they push us every day to be our best, and we know we got to come with it.
Yeah, look, I have a lot of expectation for this secondary. Not just because of Jerry Gray coaching, but there is a lot of personnel there. Now, not all of it has always lived up to the hype, right? I mean, not all of it has always, you know, taken that step forward. You know, Bates has been not the same player that he was in 2020. Okuda's, you know, battling health, and he's been good, but he's not been the third overall draft pick. Terrell had a step back last year, right? So, again, we're seeing some of these guys, but obviously the secondary can have a lot of influence on this team because of how good that they are. And, again, Jerry Gray coaching them. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Jillian Sackovitz talking all things MLS and Atlanta United. Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chuck Richeau live on this Tuesday evening with you. Well, Atlanta United getting a little bit of a break in the action. Of course, last time we saw Atlanta United did not go very well. As some guy named Messi, or I don't know what he is, but anyway, he took it to Atlanta United. So we will continue to follow. But let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk some Atlanta United, some MLS with our friend of the show, Jillian Sakovitz. You can follow her on her personal Twitter page at Jillian Sakovitz, and she is hosting now on Apple TV all the MLS coverage. And Jillian, as always, thanks for the time, and it's good to finally catch up with you. I know you've been really busy, but it has been good to catch up with you here on the show tonight.
We're all busy. It's always great to be here.
Yeah, and listen, so you're doing a great job on Apple TV. I've seen some of the coverage, and how much fun? I talked to Kevin Egan about this a while back. How much fun has it been doing something like this, where you're getting a national perspective of things and, you know, really kind of a big-time production now with what Apple TV is doing in conjunction with MLS?
Oh, it's been a dream come true. It's been so fascinating this year to see this entire project come together and to be lucky enough to be a part of it. Atlanta United definitely still holds a special place in my heart, and I know I speak for Kevin Egan and Mo do as well. But it has been really fascinating to get to have a little bit of an inside scope on every team and to be bringing it to a global audience, and no blackouts, no restrictions, and that everybody can watch. And I love the consistency in the schedule right now. Leagues Cup has been madness, but this year has been fantastic. It's been really, really wild, and it's only gotten wilder, like you mentioned, with Messi's arrival.
Yeah, let's before we get into some Atlanta United, let's talk about Lionel Messi. And look, that was, you know, almost kind of criminal what he did to Atlanta United. I mean, that was a dominating performance. And again, you know, he may be a little bit older, but you still see that there's this dominance. Is there a fear, and this may sound kind of strange, but is there a fear about him being too dominant to where he makes some of the league look like that they are trying to catch up to him? Is there any fear about that with Messi and his performance so far?
You know, I don't think anyone asked the question when Thiago Almada came back, also a reigning World Cup winner, and now Messi's joining him. And obviously Messi is on the total other end of the spectrum of his career, unlike Almada, 7-time Ballon d'Or winner, the greatest of all time. But it's not going to be Messi versus a team. It's credit to Inter Miami, which I know is hard for Atlanta United fans to hear, but it's credit to them in what they've built, because we talk about Messi. Sergio Busquets gets totally overshadowed by Lionel Messi because of the name,
but his caliber is unreal. You know, and then we're seeing former Atlanta United manager Tata Martino. Then we're seeing Joseph Martinez, and his bar has been raised, and he seems newly inspired next to Messi, like everybody should be. But no, it's fantastic for the league. And, you know, for teams that don't go out and compete, I think that this is a really good wake-up call to make that unacceptable. But this Inter-Miami team has played two games. And two games against lower competition. Atlanta United did not put out a great performance against them. And Cruz Azul is by no means a top-of-the-league contender. So we've seen them play twice. And there are going to be plenty of teams that can give this Inter-Miami squad a run for its money. And I'm thrilled that Messi is in the league, but there are plenty of teams that can compete. I mean, I don't think anybody has a problem what LeBron James's effect is on the NBA.
Just a follow up. Do you think that this opens the door to get more guys at the caliber of Messi or more of some of the household names? You know, even for casual fans of the sport, people know who Lionel Messi is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, again, he's one of the great players, you know, in the world stage. Does this kind of open the door for more players of his caliber, more folks
that people who joined Inter Miami came there because he's there. I don't think Sergio Busquets was coming unless Lionel Messi was there. Same with Jordi Alba. So it happened in the second he came, and that's on his own team. So then, yes, especially when you look at markets like a New York, a Miami, an Atlanta, a Los Angeles, places that players want to come play and live. I'll give you an example. In my neighborhood, very few people talk to me about MLS. I can't walk down the street without people asking me now about Messi, and there are people who never watch MLS. So it's great on every level.
Jillian Sackovich joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can check her out on the MLS coverage of Apple TV. Let's talk about Atlanta United. This has been a very funky year for Atlanta United. Their defense has really let them down. When you look at the splits, the defense has really let them down, and the offense has played probably above, you know, what their expectations are as far as goals scored and things like that. It really is kind of funky, just they can't find any consistency, and I think really a lot of this has just been just the defensive part of the ball, that it's just not come together for this team this year.
It's really tough. It's hard to watch because it's uncharacteristic of Atlanta United. Before League's Cup, they've given up the second most goals, second just to Charlotte, in the league. And that's not an Atlanta United that, you know, we're used to seeing, but it has been a lot of fun, I have to say, to watch these pieces in an Almada and a Yakimakis come in and have that fire. You know, I think about some of these games that have been at Mercedes-Benz Stadium back and forth. But the defense is something that has to get shored up. I'll be honest, I was so surprised to see a leader and a great defender like Andrew Gutman kind of move on or be moved on. But I also know that you can't really get a better roster builder in MLS than Garth Lagerwey, coming from the Seattle Sounders. So I'm sure the pieces are coming together. And if I was a fan, I would have a lot of trust in that process, because that's somebody that every MLS team would want helping build the roster.
And, you know, Gonzalo Pineda has been a guy who has taken his criticisms about what's gone on with this team, you know, this year. How much of that falls on his shoulders? I mean, again, ultimately the manager, you know, does have responsibility for it. But how much do you think falls on him? Or is this just a matter of they've not had players that have stepped up and played very well this year?
You got to step up. That's on the manager, right or wrong. And Gonzalo Pineda is, he knows that. He's no stranger to that. As a longtime player himself in Liga MX and in MLS, he's aware of that. So it's his job to get the pieces ticking. You know, I think for fans that they all really understood last year at one point, I remember the squad had something like, was missing like seven starters, and that's understandable. And then the issues this year, again, understandable. Seeing Brad Guzan come back from injury, and trying to look like his old self. We all understand it, but at the end of the day, this is sports, and people look to the manager the same way that the players look to the manager to be led. The fans look to the manager to produce results.
When you look at this club, you know, obviously we've talked about the defensive woes, but offensively, and you mentioned about Almada and Yakimakis, you know, again, I think that they have become a more balanced offense. I mean, it's not, you know, in case of emergency, break glass and Joseph will just get us a goal. Now they have a multitude of guys who can score on this team. And again, you mentioned about Andrew Gutman. He was a guy that, you know, was playing really well offensively. But this is certainly a club that feels like it's much more balanced or spread out with the offensive personnel that they have now.
Offensively, sure. I would say that they're balanced, but it doesn't matter, you know, to your point, how balanced you are if you're bleeding goals in the back.
Right.
So it's good, but they have to figure that out.
Where do you think Atlanta United fits in the Eastern Conference right now? I mean, you know, again, not just from a points perspective, but just where do you think that they lie? Are they one of the better teams? Are they, you know, in the middle? I mean, you know, again, I know what the results are, but when you look at the talent, is it underperformed? I mean, based upon what the rest of the East is?
I think where they sit right now is very indicative of who they are. I think they're 7 in the East. I think they're a team that's 2-3 spots above the playoff line. I can't see them making a big run right now, how things stand, but do I think they're in the top tier of MLS teams? No. I mean, I was really disappointed in the performances that we saw from Atlanta United in League's Cup, because Atlanta United, I covered that team when they put 3 trophies in the cabinet in the course of a year, and some of that was under Tata Martino in the MLS Cup, and some of that was under Frank de Boer. But to be bounced out of League's Cup this early is disappointing. This is a chance at a new trophy. But listen, now you look to MLS play, and they're not in the top tier of teams. Cincinnati, New England, Philadelphia, you can throw Nashville in there. Let's see what Orlando does against Miami, and if they're in there, that's the top tier of Eastern Conference teams right now. Columbus the other night putting a thumping on Club America, the biggest team in this hemisphere. That was impressive. Atlanta got run off the field by Miami. So Miami, you could say, oh, before Messi, Miami's still the worst team in the East. And they got run off the field. They got shut out. So to me, they're in the second tier at best in the Eastern Conference. And if things stand at the way that they are, you never know in MLS. But I couldn't see them going up against an FC Cincinnati.
What does it say about some of the East and the West, about some of the untraditional powers that, again, Cincinnati's leading in the East, St. Louis is leading in the West? What does it say about some of these untraditional powers that are at the top of the standings now in the conferences?
That the league is competitive. Cincinnati had 3 straight years of the wooden spoon, the worst team in the league. Then last year they make a playoff run, and now this year they look like they will win the supporter shield. So it's really impressive. It also shows, though, when you lose pieces, you got to replace them quickly. You know, Brenner gone with Cincinnati, they replace him quickly. So I think it shows depth. You look at Real Salt Lake, you know, they make one huge signing with Chicho Arango, and they were already doing well in the league. But they have an incredibly deep squad. That's the team I've gotten to learn a lot about. It feels like Pablo Mascherini is rotating that team all the time, and they're finding ways to get results. At one point, they were 10 or 11 unbeaten across all competitions. So it says that there's a little bit of money being spent, but that the competition is up there, and you've got to have some depth now in MLS.
You can check out her coverage on Apple TV, covering all things MLS. Jillian Sackovitz joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow her on her personal Twitter page, at Jillian Sackovitz. Jillian, as always, appreciate the time on the show. Thank you so much for catching up with us, and we will certainly chat again here soon.
You're the best, John. Thanks so much. Anytime.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on a Tuesday night with you. Don't forget, 2 hours from right now, we do have Rank'em. It is a Tuesday night, so we will get to all of that. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. So Angels have just tied it up. So we're in the top of the fifth inning right now. So Strider's been really good thus far, but he just gave up the tying run. Braves offense, again, is having some issues. 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run, and 4 walks for Sandoval, their pitcher, with only 2 strikeouts. Again, he's given up 4 walks and 2 hits, and they haven't been able to scratch but a run across the board. And that came on a sacrifice fly by Matt Olson. So just a sack fly is all that they've gotten for it. Bottom of the order is not producing, really. The only guys that have produced it all, Ozzie's 1-for-2 with a run. Riley's got a hit in 2 at-bats, and Olson's got the RBI, but he's 0-for-1 with the sacrifice fly. So, again, a pitching staff that's not very good that's shutting down the Braves offense. There's no reason for this. So hopefully they explode, and hopefully they get back into their winning ways with everything, or really more than anything, just get their offense back, right? I mean, just get the thing cranked up and going out there. So anyway, we'll see what happens. 10 o'clock, we will get to the Braves closeout. So we'll get to your reaction to the Braves and what happened here tonight, especially if you're leaving the stadium. We certainly invite you to be a part of the show that way. So a lot going on here. We'll get to the top of the hour. We'll also hear from, who was it, Cordarrelle Patterson? Is that who we're going to hear from?
Oh, as far as Falcons?
9 o'clock, yeah.
No, it's going to be, actually, it was going to be...
Was it Troy Anderson?
Troy Anderson, yeah.
Okay, so we'll hear from Troy Anderson, or Younghoe Koo, or Bijan, or I don't even know who, you know. We'll hear from somebody coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll replay one of the interviews from the guys earlier on today. Have you gone up to camp yet?
No, I'm actually going to reach out to Mike and get that set up so I can get out there and just kind of get my eyes on things.
When are you trying to go up?
I wanted to go this week, but would it be in the first week of school with the kids and everything? How did today go? Not too bad. You know, 3 different locations that we had to – well, yeah, no, 3 different locations. The 6-year-old, he's in elementary still, and then 2 of them are at middle school, which they started after. So the 6-year-old was first.
Yeah.
Then the middle schoolers, and then our toddler, he goes to like a it's kind of like a church in school in a church. And he's only there like 2 days a week. But he was the 3rd drop-off. So it was literally like the first – we were up at 6 and we're done with everybody by like 10.
Yeah, I will my daughter had her first day of high school today. Seemed like it went well. She's been sick, so she's been not feeling good the last couple of days. So I'm trying to get her on the mend. I'm going to take her to school on Friday. But, you know, so far so good. I mean, in first day and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
it'll be a, you know, I think for even all, no matter what grade level, you know, I think it's going to be a relatively easy week for pretty much everybody.
Yeah,
just kind of
yeah.
Getting back into the classroom and just getting, you know, especially like those middle schoolers and high schoolers, getting used to where you got to go and all
that's
that
the biggest
kind of
thing.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we, again, when we walked around the high school to get to all of our classes, I had 5,000 steps in already.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
crazy.
I had 5,000 steps in just going back and forth to all the different buildings and stuff. But we made a change in one of her classes, and so it helped kind of streamline her schedule a little bit better where it's not as spread out as what it was before.
Mm.
So that'll be a little bit better for her because, again, I mean, just it's crazy, you know,
yeah,
going from all these different buildings and stuff, and just they're spread out everywhere. You would think that they would try to keep at least – somewhat by grade level in some of
certain
the,
area.
Yeah. I mean, without too much.
Now, does
know,
she do? Does she do anything? Like, does she do clubs, sports, anything?
I'm trying to get her involved in stuff, but as of right now, no. I mean, Coming out of 8th grade, she does want to cheer at some point. So, but I'm trying to get her involved in either sports or cheerleading or clubs and stuff like that. But I don't know what she's going to do. Again, she's she's all banged up with her, you know, her mother is all banged up and stuff. So, you know, we'll see. But I want her to get involved and be involved in high school stuff.
Right.
You know, I was. I mean, so,
yeah.
You know, again, I did sports. I did academic clubs and stuff like that. So, again, but, you know, really and truly, wasn't until my senior year that the fun kind of came into it all.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when, yep. when I got to be a senior, senior year was pretty good. Actually went and saw, you know, November of my senior year, we went and saw a group of us went and saw like six of us went up to Cleveland Municipal Stadium. We saw the Rolling Stones in concert.
Nice.
July of 1990 when I graduated from high school, another group of six of us, we went to the Paul McCartney concert up at, Cleveland Municipal. So again, you know, toward my last year or so, that's when it got to be fun. That's when it got to be fun.
Nice.
So.
Nice. Okay.
So we'll see what happens. But yes, I want her to get involved in stuff. I want her to just be active. Just get involved in something. Don't be just a lazy shtup. You know what I mean?
Like I feel you.
Just like a schnook. You know what I mean? Just get involved in some stuff. You know, just do something.
Just
do something, you know, fun or different or whatever like that. You might actually even have fun.
Exactly. You
know? So anyway, but she's got some drama with one of these kids that go to her class and just, I don't, you know, again. High school drama with 14-year-old girls. Again, you want to just, you know, take a baseball bat and just beat yourself over the head with it. So, anyway. All right, speaking of a baseball bat to the head, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So let me read this tweet from Mark Feinson, who covers Major League Baseball, and he's a reporter and all this good kind, whatever. I don't care. But here's what he said, okay? Verlander is owed. So we saw the Mets trade Justin Verlander to the Astros earlier today, right, for a couple of really good prospects, okay? But they said Verlander is owed $58 million in 23-24, of which the Mets will pay $35 million per source. Now, if Verlander's $35 million option for 2025 vests, which I think is 140 innings that he has to pitch, the Mets will pick up $17.5 million, bringing their total to $52.5 million just to trade him away. Now, obviously, Day-Day, Verlander had a monster year. He won all these championships. He was winning 20 games annually. Oh, he was 6-5 with a 3.15 ERA for the Mets. And they're going to trade him away, spend, besides what they already paid him through this year, $52 million. Can I ask, is this the worst contract in baseball history? How is it not the worst contract in baseball history? Maybe Scherzer's in the running for the next worst contract in baseball history. Or Patrick Corbin might be in the mix for worst contract in baseball history. But Verlander pitched 16 starts, and they are paying $52 million for him to leave and whatever they also already paid him this year. And you know what? Couldn't happen to a better organization than the New York Mets. Couldn't happen to anybody better than the Mets, and what an awful contract this thing was.
F the Mets, F the Mets, step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife, they're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
How bad did they suck? They signed Verlander and Scherzer to, hey, and you know what? They got rid of DeGrom to try to get younger and healthier, and they bring Scherzer and Verlander in. And they got 16 starts. They were 17 and a half games out of first. fourth in their division for a 6-5 performance where they have to pay a go-away fee of $52.5 million just as a go-away fee. That's awful.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
Verlander had 5 more wins last year than total starts for the Mets. 21-6 last year. 5 more victories than he had starts for the New York Mets.
F the Mets, F the Mets, step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
He started 16 games. He won 21. By the way, he won 16 games the year before. This is the worst contract in baseball history. And you know what? It couldn't have happened to a better franchise in baseball.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties. Bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
What a bunch of dirtbags. What a bunch of losers. What a disaster. You know what? If you're a Mets fan, if you're a fan of the Mets, pull the blanket over your head and don't come out into the sunlight anytime soon. Here, this will help you feel a little bit better.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties. Bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
You a-holes. Couldn't happen to a better bunch of dirtbags, flea bags, mutton chops. Just, they're awful. Have I ever mentioned to you at all that I hate the Mets? That I loathe the Mets?
Why, yes, you have.
Oh, wasn't sure if I'd ever mentioned that to you or not. I hate the Mets. I hate the Red Sox. I hate some of these teams. I hate the Kansas City Royals. There's reasons behind that. But I hate the Mets and the Red Sox. But I really hate the Mets. And there is nothing that makes me happier than seeing this dirtbag franchise just be awful. Be awful. And again, their GM saying, well, we're going to be a competitive team next year. Okay. Well, you had to give up a few hundred million in salary. And oh, by the way, all of that money that they're going to pay Verlander to go away all counts toward the luxury tax threshold, the CBT. All of that counts toward that. Why? Because they suck. And they're awful. And you know what? F the Mets.
F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties and bring your wife. Because they're going to suck for the rest of your life.
I feel better now. I feel better. All right. When we get back, Troy Andersen, we'll hear from him. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on a Tuesday night with you. Don't forget, 2 hours from right now, we do have Rank'em. It is a Tuesday night, so we will get to all of that. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. So Angels have just tied it up, so we're in the top of the fifth inning right now, so Strider's been really good thus far, but he just gave up the tying run. Braves offense, again, is having some issues. 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run, and 4 walks for Sandoval, their pitcher, with only 2 strikeouts. Again, he's given up 4 walks and 2 hits, and they haven't been able to scratch but a run across the board. And that came on a sacrifice fly by Matt Olson. So just a sack fly is all that they've gotten for it. Bottom of the order is not producing. Really, the only guys that have produced at all, Ozzie's 1-for-2 with a run. Riley's got a hit in 2 at-bats, and Olson's got the RBI, but he's 0-for-1 with the sacrifice fly. So, again, a pitching staff that's not very good that's shutting down the Braves offense. There's no reason for this. So hopefully they explode, and hopefully they get back into their winning ways with everything, or really more than anything, just get their offense back, right? I mean, just get the thing cranked up and going out there. So anyway, we'll see what happens. 10 o'clock, we will get to the Braves closeout. So we'll get to your reaction to the Braves and what happened here tonight, especially if you're leaving the stadium. We certainly invite you to be a part of the show that way. So Lot going on here. We'll get to the top of the hour. We'll also hear from, who was it, Cordarrelle Patterson? Is that who we're going to hear from?
As far as Falcons?
9 o'clock, yeah.
No, it's going to be, actually, it was going to be...
Is it Troy Anderson?
Troy Anderson, yeah.
Okay, so we'll hear from Troy Anderson, or Younghoe Koo, or Bijan, or I don't even know who. We'll hear from somebody coming up at the top of the hour, and... We'll replay one of the interviews from the guys earlier on today. Have you gone up to camp yet?
No, I'm actually going to reach out to Mike and get that set up so I can get out there and just kind of get my eyes on things.
When are you trying to go up?
I wanted to go this week, but would it be in the first week of school with the kids and everything?
How did today go?
Not too bad. Three different locations that we had to – three different locations. The six-year-old, he's in elementary still, and then two of them are at middle school, which they started after. So the six-year-old was first.
Yeah.
Then the middle schoolers, and then our toddler, he goes to like a – it's kind of like a church in a school in a church. And he's only there like 2 days a week. But he was the third drop off. So it was literally like the first, we were up at six and we're done with everybody by like 10.
Yeah, I will. My daughter had her first day of high school today. Seemed like it went well. She's been sick. So she's been not feeling good the last couple of days. So I'm trying to get her on the mend. I'm going to take her to school on Friday, but, so far so good. I mean, in first day and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
It'll be I think for even all, no matter what grade level, I think it's going to be a relatively easy week for pretty much everybody.
Yeah,
just kind of getting back into the classroom and just getting, especially like those middle schoolers and high schoolers, getting used to where you got to go and all
that's
that.
That's the biggest
kind of
thing.
Stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we, again, when we walked around the high school to get to all of our classes, I had 5,000 steps in already.
Yeah, that's
crazy. I had 5,000 steps in just going back and forth to all the different buildings and stuff. But we made a change in one of her classes, and so it helped kind of streamline her schedule a little bit better where it's not as spread out as what it was before. Mm. So that'll be a little bit better for her because, again, I mean, just it's crazy, going from all these different buildings and stuff and – just they're spread out everywhere. You would think that they would try to keep at least somewhat by grade level
in
some
certain
of the,
area.
Yeah. I mean, without too much.
Now, does she do anything? Like, does she do clubs, sports, anything?
I'm trying to get her involved in stuff, but as of right now, no. I mean, coming out of eighth grade, she does want to cheer at some point. So, but I'm trying to get her involved in either sports or cheerleading or clubs and stuff like that. But I don't know what she's going to do. Again, She's all banged up with her, her mother is all banged up and stuff. So, we'll see. But I want her to get involved and be involved in high school stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Again, I did sports. I did academic clubs and stuff like that. So, again, really and truly, wasn't until my senior year that the fun kind of came into it all.
Yeah.
When I got to be a senior, senior year was pretty good. Actually went and saw, November of my senior year, we went and saw a group of us went and saw like six of us went up to Cleveland Municipal Stadium. We saw the Rolling Stones in concert.
Nice.
July of 1990 when I graduated from high school, another group of six of us, we went to the Paul McCartney concert up at Cleveland Municipal. So again, toward my last year or so, that's when it got to be fun. That's when it got to be fun.
Nice.
So.
Nice. Okay.
So we'll see what happens. But yes, I want her to get involved in stuff. I want her to just be active. Just get involved in something. Don't be just a lazy shtup. You know what I mean?
Like
just like a schnook. I mean, just get involved in some stuff. Just do something. Do something, fun or different or whatever like that. You might actually even have fun.
Exactly.
Anyway, but she's got some drama with one of these kids that go to her class and just, high school drama with 14-year-old girls. You want to just, take a baseball bat and just beat yourself over the head with it. So, anyway. All right, speaking of a baseball bat to the head, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So let me read this tweet from Mark Feinson, who covers Major League Baseball, and he's a reporter and all this good kind of, whatever. I don't care. But here's what he said, okay? Verlander is owed. So we saw the Mutts trade Justin Verlander to the Astros earlier today, right, for a couple of really good prospects, okay? But they said Verlander is owed $58 million in 23-24, of which the Mets will pay $35 million per source. Now, if Verlander's $35 million option for 2025 vests, which I think is 140 innings that he has to pitch, the Mets will pick up $17.5 million, bringing their total to $52.5 million just to trade him away. Now, obviously, Day-Day, Verlander had a monster year. He won all these championships. He was winning 20 games annually. Oh, he was 6-5 with a 3.15 ERA for the Mets. And they're going to trade him away, spend, besides what they already paid him through this year, $52 million. Can I ask, is this the worst contract in baseball history? How is it not the worst contract in baseball history? Maybe Scherzer's in the running for the next worst contract in baseball history. Or Patrick Corbin might be in the mix for worst contract in baseball history. But Verlander pitched 16 starts, and they are paying $52 million for him to leave and whatever they also already paid him this year. And you know what? Couldn't happen to a better organization than the New York Mets. Couldn't happen to anybody better than the Mets, and what an awful contract this thing was.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
How bad did they suck? They signed Verlander and Scherzer to, hey, and you know what? They got rid of DeGrom to try to get younger and healthier, and they bring Scherzer and Verlander in. And they got 16 starts. They were 17 and a half games out of first, fourth in their division, for a 6-5 performance where they have to pay a go-away fee of $52.5 million just as a go-away fee. That's awful.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
He, Verlander, had five more wins last year than total starts for the Mets. 21-6 last year. Five more victories than he had starts for the New York Mets.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
He started 16 games. He won 21. By the way, he won 16 games the year before. This is the worst contract in baseball history. And you know what? It couldn't have happened to a better franchise in baseball.
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
What a bunch of dirtbags. What a bunch of losers. What a disaster. You know what? If you're a Mets fan, if you're a fan of the Mets, pull the blanket over your head and don't come out into the sunlight anytime soon. Here, this will help you feel a little bit better.
F the Mets. F the Mets.
Step right up and F the Mets.
Bring your kitties. Bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life. You a-holes. Couldn't happen to a better bunch of dirtbags, flea bags, mutton chops. Just, they're awful. Have I ever mentioned to you at all that I hate the mutts, that I loathe the mutts?
Why, yes, you have.
Oh, wasn't sure if I'd ever mentioned that to you or not. I hate the Mets. I hate the Red Sox. I hate some of these teams. I hate the Kansas City Royals. There's reasons behind that. But I hate the mutts and the Red Sox. But I really hate the mutts. And there is nothing that makes me happier than seeing this dirtbag franchise just be awful. Be awful. And again, their GM saying, well, we're going to be a competitive team next year. Okay. Well, you had to give up a few hundred million in salary. And oh, by the way, all of that money that they're going to pay Verlander to go away all counts toward the luxury tax threshold, the CBT. All of that counts toward that. Why? Because they suck and they're awful. And you know what? F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties and bring your wife. Because they're going to suck for the rest of your life.
I feel better now. I feel better.
All right, when we get back, Troy Anderson, we'll hear from him. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.